I'm actually sitting here having beers with one of the future auteurs, really, of the television, of the new golden age of television. You know, you think of your Rod Serlings, your Paddy Chayefsky, your Bruce Paltrow, your Stephen Bochkos. And now you have to include in that pantheon John Glazer, the creator, star, producer, but not director, but everything else, of Delocated on Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network. You're amazing, John Glazer.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, the number 195, John Glazer's Delocated.
Delocated is a show about a guy in the witness protection program. I'm not sure who I should look at. Should I look at you, or should I just look right at your iPod as I talk into the microphone?
You can look at me and just pretend the microphone's not even there.
All right.
And think of Paul McCartney.
Yeah. I'm going to try to explain what Delocated is while also singing the song.
Okay.
Delocated is about enough to make you mine, girl. It's a show about a guy in the witness protection program, love you all the time, girl, who accepts a deal to do a reality show about his love. Lovely when we're dreaming, deep in love, not so about a witness protection program. All right, Delocated is a show about a guy in the witness protection program. It's a live-action show on Adult Swim, which is mostly animation. It's a live-action show, fake reality show, sort of documentary-ish style about a guy in the witness protection program who agrees to do a reality show about his life. He uproots his family from the anonymous town the government has placed him in,
right,
to move to New York City, where they are going to be, you know, like the excitement of New York and get their lives back. But because they're on TV, they have to wear ski masks at all times to keep their identities hidden, and their voices are filtered to that kind of low-pitched voice you hear on when people are on the news doing hidden identity interviews.
Right, which you do, which I imagine you do after the fact, but the conceit is that you've had chips implanted.
Correct. The whole conceit is that they've had these microchips surgically implanted on their throats. So the idea being that when he's out in the world, when my character is out in the world talking to people, that's the voice they're hearing.
Right.
But everything is done in post.
Yeah.
Which of course makes it very tricky to, when we're shooting, just guided by voices. I can't tell. Anyway.
To isolate the audio, the vocal track.
To isolate the vocal track, we have to be very careful while we're shooting to not have too much overlap in dialogue. But it's gone surprisingly well as far as very little issues in post. But that's how we do it. Yeah, it's all done in post.
Right there. Is that a spruce or a pine? What do you think?
I don't know. Dad, can we get something to drink? I'm thirsty.
Oh, you're thirsty? Oh, I think I know why. It's because maybe it's hot out and you have a motorcycle helmet on. So maybe you take off the helmet, abracadabra, you're not thirsty anymore.
No, Dad, a branch could fall out of the tree and hit me in the head and give me brain damage.
Chris's sense of humor is going to give you brain damage, okay? He was joking.
No, Dad, he wasn't joking. You just don't like him because he's taking Mom to the bone zone.
Whoa.
What did you just say, Mouth? What did you just say? All right, I'm going to need 5 minutes with my son. If we could get the cameras off, please. What was that? You keep rolling when I ask you to turn the cameras off.
Come on, just give it to us on camera. That'd be great.
You. Mike?
Calm down.
I am calm. Turn them off. What do you not understand? Off, asshole. Stop it. Hey, Dick, I'm making the call. Turn it off. 5 minutes.
Now, guys.
Turn it off. Get out of here.
It's so appealed to my sensibility because it's so reduced. The first season was 10 minutes long. Each episode was about 10 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah, which is basically the whole Adult Swim template. That's their length of shows. For the most part, the vast majority of their shows are 15 minutes long, which means 11 and a half or 12 minutes without commercials. So, yes, the first season was 6 episodes, 7 including the pilot, at that time length.
And do you write all the scripts?
I write the scripts with two other guys named John Lee and Vernon Chapman, who are part of this group called PFFR, who was the production company that I hired to help me make the shows.
Okay.
So it's essentially the three of us doing all the scripts together.
I mean, it's really... The reason I ask that, because there's a real... That's how they make TV in Britain. You know, I mean, they're not wedded to it has to be a half hour, it has to be an hour. They're open to shorter kinds of series, limited series of only, well, you know, 10 episodes or fewer, and, you know, one or two or three guys writing the entire season.
Yeah, it's really pretty nice to do it that way, not having a big, giant staff. And the process is basically, I feel like my Midwest really came out there. The process is basically just the three of us, you know, coming up with ideas, and then I'll go off and I write the scripts by myself and then send it to those guys for notes and thoughts and more ideas. But even before I write the scripts, the three of us are basically going through all the ideas.
Okay.
Doing pretty detailed and extensive outlines before I sit down to write the script, so they're pretty fleshed out before I sit down, and then once I'm writing the scripts, I'm then showing it to those guys, and we're going over notes until they're done. So,
and once you're shooting, is there room for improvisation, or is it all really tightly scripted?
No, it's plenty of room for improv, and there's certainly a lot of scenes and ideas and lines that end up in the final shows that were completely improvised. Like
right.
In the first season, there were two really incredibly funny and very solid scenes that were totally improvised, and just lots of moments that are improvised, and that's sort of the nature of how I like to work and
right.
The people that I hired to work on the show. And
right.
So yeah, it's a combination, even though we do sort of, for the most part, stick to the basic idea of the script.
Right.
And I would say the vast majority of what ends up in the shows are scripted, but
right. But
there's a lot of improv that ends up in the show.
Yeah. well, and it has, I mean, for those of us who know you, it has so many of your specific rhythms, which is just so hysterical. You're a Second City alum from Chicago, and that's how we know each other, because you worked with Dee, and you're also, and Kevin Dorff, another Second City alum, is with you in the show.
Yes, Kevin Dorff and I have known each other a long time, and we worked together at Conan, and he certainly seemed like the perfect guy to play. He plays the federal agent that is assigned to be my bodyguard, so to speak, and he just, you know, first of all, he just looks the part.
Yeah.
He's tall and clean cut and looks like a federal agent. He's just, you know, to me, one of the most exceptional improvisers / performers out there. He's just effortless and is incredibly funny, and it's also just very fun to get to work with a very close friend.
Yeah.
On a show of this nature, so yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Talk about a little bit about you spent a couple of years being a writer for Conan O'Brien when he was doing the Late Show before he took over the Tonight Show for that ill-fated 7-month period. What was that like, and why did you leave?
That was pretty great. I got there in year 5 of the show, so still it was relatively new, although not terribly new, but still, and it's sort of like, I don't want to say funner, more fun stages, but it was, you know, Andy Richter was still there when I got hired, and there was just an extremely great, nice, cool, funny group of writers and people, and it was a really fun job, and, you know, I was there just for a long time, and I got burned out, but even when I left, I was still enjoying it a great deal, but I just sort of got burned out on it, and the daily grind of it gets to be a little much, and I did want to do other things, but it was a really fun job and a great job.
And was it, you left in 99 or 2000? I forget.
No, I got hired in 98,
okay.
And I left in 2003, almost 5 years to the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember talking to you when you were leaving, and I was just going, Jesus Christ, why would you ever leave such a great job? But, and you weren't leaving because you hated it. It kind of felt like you were leaving for you what was on top, leaving on top.
Yeah,
before you got bitter.
Yeah, it was very, very hard to deal with every single person I know saying, why would you leave that job, though?
Sure.
What a great job, and the money, et cetera, and all that stuff is true, and it was very, very difficult to leave, and also very easy to leave, because I knew I was just done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was very hard to leave.
But
I have no regrets.
Well, but you're like the poster child for like the guy who did it his way, and now he's got a series on television that he created. You didn't move out to L.A. You stayed here in New York. You've stuck to your guns. I mean, But I don't think that doesn't seem like that's been tough for you, or has it?
It's been. There's plenty of anxiety. There's many, many times where I feel like, what am I doing? Why didn't I move to LA as soon as I quit Conan? That's where all the work.
Like all the rest of these chumps.
Yeah, it's look, it's very, very difficult. It's always. I'm very, very fortunate that. I mean, I am getting to do my own show, but I mean, I left Conan in 2003, and it was a long time coming before I got to do Delocated, and you know, had the good fortune of having worked a really nice job for a while and getting to coast a little bit for, you know, 6 months or a year of just like hanging out. And,
yeah.
But I had that luxury of, you know, a lot of guys had families and it's much, you can't leave when you have that
right,
going
that's true.
On. So I quit while I felt like I wanted to and while I could, and then, you know, yeah, I've been able to stay in New York and I feel very lucky about that. And it's nice to be able to do it.
I'm having a good time. I am having a good time.
Dad. It's embarrassing, Dad.
What a baby.
This is David Koechner. You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company's podcast. You just learned something, didn't you?
Where can you see the RSC? Starting in 2 weeks on September 9th, you can see the world premiere RSC production of The Complete World of Sports Abridged at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page as well.
You know, when you're late every week, you'd think maybe you would decide, oh, let's leave earlier this week so we're not late.
You think so?
Here we go. It's about time.
All right. You're all set. You have fun with your dad, okay?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Talk to you for a second?
Sure.
What's up with the motorcycle helmet?
Well, you know I got a Harley, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah. I was just telling David how important it is to wear a helmet so I don't crack open my skull if I crash. And, I made a joke that he should wear the helmet 24 hours a day, and I think it scared him a little bit.
Look, Funny Bones, I need you to do me a fave. Stay out of Dad's city for a little while, right? That's my domain.
Well, it seems to me like that town's got a population of two nowadays.
Oh, it's a real nice song, by the way, that's going on in the bar.
We're going to bring it down just a little bit for this next section.
It's real nice, yeah. Real nice.
Was Delocated an idea you'd always had kicking around in the back of your head, like, oh, wouldn't it be fun to do a reality show about a guy in the Witness Protection Program? Or did you go, hey, we have an opportunity to pitch at Cartoon Network and their Adult Swim. This might be a good idea for them? Or how did it come? Did the idea come first or the offer to do a show come first?
Basically, the process was I actually did a Witness Protection Program character on Conan that I had pitched in my submission packet. And that had more of a joke attached to it. It was a guy, it was an impressionist in the Witness Protection Program who wanted to keep performing. And the joke, you know, it's highly, highly stupid joke, is that all his impressions sound the same. You know, they all sound like that low-pitched, garbled voice. And his whole thing was that, you know, he was a shitty, you know, terrible, terrible impressionist, hacky material, you know, doing Jack Nicholson and Homer Simpson impressions and really terrible material.
Right.
But, of course, he was highly confident, highly smug about his shitty material. I don't know if I can swear on your podcast, you can bleep it. But that was the joke. It had more of a joke attached. But I really thoroughly enjoyed doing this Witness Protection Program type character. And when I quit Conan, and even before, I kind of knew I wanted to try to do something with that character, that template, without the joke attached to it.
Right.
So I just tried thinking of a show idea for that type of character and came up with the idea for the show.
Right.
And had just started working on it and giving it thought. And I'd actually pitched it to Comedy Central. And they had actually passed on it.
Right.
Which I think turned out to be a blessing, because it's nice, you know, getting to work for Adult Swim is not the Comedy Central is not creator friendly, but
right.
I don't think it would have been the same show.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, came up a couple years after I pitched it that Adult Swim was looking for live action shows, so it was really just kind of a timing thing, and
yeah.
It all worked out.
Boy.
It's crazy to even look back and think about it. It's kind of kind of nice. I feel
right.
Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah. On a certain level, on a certain level, it's sort of best not to look at it too closely. You know, it worked.
Yeah, it happened, and that's that.
Yeah.
Do you have so when's Delocated the movie coming out?
Delocated the movie, I don't know. It would be pretty fun to make something like that. I have no idea if we'll ever get to do it. I don't know why they would, but you know, it does seem like it lends itself to it. So I'm going to say, let's do it.
Well, and yeah, absolutely. And again, but the, I mean, the mockumentary, this mockumentary format that whatever The Office has done, and now Modern Family's doing, and but you do it, but yours seems to be also a spoof on the mockumentary. You know, because at one point in the first season, you are marked for assassination, but then that guy sells a reality show TV idea as well. I mean, so there's a camera crew following your assassin. I mean, it's the ridiculous piles on the ridiculous, and it's hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, as far as making, I mean, whatever. If we get to make a movie, I'll be thrilled. I'm not even thinking about it, but I kind of feel like the show, I mean, this might sound like pretentious-y, jerky, but...
I hope so.
I mean, it is like, yeah, it's sort of, it's a fake reality show, but it's got a documentary feel to it, and to me, it's like, it does feel very cinematic how we shoot the show. Yeah. So I don't see why it couldn't be a movie, and it would be fun to do it, but whatever. If we get to make it, great.
Well, and the best part, I would think, for you is that because you wear a ski mask in the show, you could still walk down the street sort of unmolested and unrecognized.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I mean, that's how I prefer it. I mean, I didn't intentionally pitch a show like that. Oh, here we go, guys. Temps. Temptations, man. Here we go. You got a smile so wide. Our production office is in Chinatown, and one of the first restaurants, there was some Vietnamese sandwich place I went to one of the first days we were there, and some guy, I walked in, and he said, "Hey, do you do Delocated?" It was really odd.
Oh, no.
It was bizarre. That does not happen a lot, but that was pretty funny.
The best laid plans.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know what to wish you, because it seems like... I wish you so much success that you could stay right here in New York, where it's all working sort of perfectly, and you don't have to move out to LA.
Yeah, I would love to continue to live in New York, but the other thing is, not as pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower.
Flower, yeah.
If good looks was a minute, ooh, you know you could have been a fly. Shit, an hour.
Yeah. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
Well, I, you know, don't let anybody tell you different.
I'm drunk on this fantastic.
On whatever this is.
Our bartender, we came in and our bartender recommended this Lion's Head beer. He said it's a pilsner, it's light, but it's a good flavor, and he was right. He was
absolutely right.
Pretty good. The things you do. Man, it's fun doing interviews when you're kind of getting drunk.
It's the only way to do it. We're going to sign off now because we're going to hit the dance floor. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Check out John Glazer's show, Delocated, on the Cartoon Network here in the States, and demand it wherever you are around the world. The second season premiered this week, and it is very funny. And send us your network comedy pitches via email to feedback@ReducedShakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, and our Reduced Shakespeare Company fan page at Facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, director of the FBI Witness Protection Program, Matthew Croke, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Steve Cripps. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to David Koechner, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 195 585ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.